The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed COVID safety guidelines.
We all know this holiday season isn't like other years, but one thing you can still count on is me, as in me banking. When you're shopping locally and online, keep close watch on your accounts with Farmers and Merchants and the Bank of Fayetteville's Me Banking mobile app. Use Me Banking mobile for instant balances, moving money around, fraud alerts, even control your debit card. Keep your money safe and yourself healthy this season. Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, member FDIC.
We welcome you to the Lady Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our final score tonight, West Memphis gets the victory by a final score of 62-45. Let's first get our Dewey and Sons Plumbing player of the game. And I'm going to go actually with Addison Yates. She was 1 point away from being the leading scorer for Mountaineer, but one of the reasons I'm going to go with her is she played very well throughout the whole game, especially at the charity stripe. Ended up going at 9 for 10. From the free throw line tonight. She ended up with 19 points. Kate Gilbert was actually Mountaineer's leading scorer with 20. Three on the night for Cameron Mullen, two for Annie Norcross, and one for Lauren Waymire. West Memphis had three players in double figures tonight. 26 points on the night for Janiyah Tugger. Man, she really came alive in that second half. 10 points each for Terica Inman and Clemisha Prackett. 6 on the night for Harmony Buckingham, 4 for Nia Burnett, and 2 each for Anaya Price, Jernisha Clark, and Jayla Hudson. This game had no ties, no lead changes, and West Memphis took the lead, and they never relinquished it. They rebounded Mountaineer tonight as well. Looks like 28-23. Mountaineer did a little better job taking care of the ball. They ended up with 7 turnovers tonight compared to 13 for West Memphis. So with the loss, Mount Tom's going to fall to 1-9 on the season. West Memphis is going to improve to 5-3 on the year, and that is, again, Mount Tom's last home game of the non-conference slate. They'll head back on the road Saturday to go to Jonesboro, and then conference play will start a week from tonight at Alma. So West Memphis gets a 17-point win, and that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show and the first portion of our doubleheader. We'll come your way in about 3.5 minutes as we'll get ready to bring you the boys' portion of our doubleheader. It's been a while since we've been able to say that, but West Memphis getting ready to play in this boys' game in about 3.5 minutes. We will join you then. Again, our final score, Mountaineer girls fall to West Memphis 62-45. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.